Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson and I have the Grand Island City Singers. I have Mary Joan Arnold, Cindy Coe, Scott Miller, and Jeff Cook. Grand Island City Singers, salute! Woo! How are you guys doing? How did everything go Friday night?
Oh, it was amazing.
I bet it was. Singing downtown, it's magical. It really is. It's like for children. But do you guys have some concerts coming up?
We do, actually. We have two concerts coming up, December 7th and 8th, and they're at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 1515 South Harrison Street, and they'll be at 2:30 this year. They've always been at 2. We put it back a little bit, get people there, a little bit easier to get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the theme is The Light of Christmas.
Oh, I love it. So, is there anything different about this year than last year, or are you adding more people? What
Actually,
could we expect?
We have 27 members, but we have women's voices that are going to do a song. We have men's voices that are doing a song. We have small groups. And then, of course, the large group. We have secular and sacred, a lot of fun stuff. And we're changing the pace of the concert by positioning ourselves a little different here and there.
Huh.
So it should be a fun concert.
Could we give our listeners a taste of your music?
Sure.
Who wants to sing? Everybody, let's all sing. Oh, wait, I don't have any. Okay, go ahead.
One, two, three.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10 glistening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes aglow, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Oh, bravo, bravo. More, more. What else you got? Let's go. I love it. You guys are magnificent. How did you get involved in the Grand Island City Singers, Scott?
My wife and I joined in 1993, so we've been around for like 150 years, it seems like.
Wow, you age well.
Yeah, thank you. we were doing a musical, actually. We were doing Oliver with the Grand Island Little Theater at that same time. And it was at that time they said, well, you know, there's a Grand Island City Singers group. I went, no, I didn't know that. And so found out the information, went in. At that time, Grand Island City Singers was actually doing two concerts. They were doing a Christmas concert, and then they were doing a spring concert.
Oh.
I think one year we did a Western theme, one year we did the greatest hits from this, you know, from the decades. But eventually that they said, that's too much with everything else going on. So they dropped it to just the Christmas concert. So, and we've been involved in off and on every, since then. We had to drop out a little bit when our son was in activities at the same time.
Of course.
So yeah, we had to drop out, but yeah,
it's
and
great.
That's actually how the Grand Island City Singers started. Back in 1960, they had done a musical, the Grand Island Little Theater, and the people wanted to continue to sing together.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I had two or three of myself so I could be involved in everything. I love it. And I love to sing, as you guys know. I love to sing. And I had intended to audition for the Grand Island City Singers, but I failed. No, I didn't do the audition, actually. I had to miss it from a family emergency, but you
we'll
guys are
get
so
you.
Amazing.
Next we'll year. Get you.
My little pretty. So, Jeff, how did you get involved?
I just have always had a love for music. My growing up was more instrumental as I learned to play a trumpet and took some piano lessons. But singing is easier.
Yes, it is.
Than playing a trumpet as you age. And it's a great group of people. There's a lot of talent. Like Scott said, there's people involved in Grand Island Little Theater. We got all the singers, and there are a few of us that are in the Harvest Harmony alumni band.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's a lot of talent in the group, and it's just a fun group.
Yeah, some of us think we're still, you know, teenagers who can march.
No, I'm not. No.
And that is the thing. We're all musicians. I think 100% of us have been in choirs and probably show choirs and church choirs, and probably half of us play instruments as well, and it's a very, very musical group.
I love it. You guys are so talented. So, Mary Joan, how did you get involved with the Grand Island City Singers?
Well, actually, I'm kind of a newbie. This is my third year with them, and I had just moved to town in February of 22 and was wishing I could find some group to sing with, and happened to see an article in the Grand Island Independent about auditions for this group. So I got on Facebook, as we all do nowadays, and tried to look information up. And anyway, sent them a message, got a friendly message back from somebody, and decided to audition. And that's how I got involved.
Wonderful. Now, are you what is it, soprano or alto?
I'm an alto.
You're an alto?
Yes.
And ma'am?
I'm a soprano.
That's Cindy Coe. She's a soprano. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm good. I'm actually second soprano.
Second soprano. Well, I used to be able to hit some of those notes, but I've gotten old and fat. So, Cindy, how did you get involved with the Grand Island City Singers?
Well, I've known about the City Singers for years because I have been a music teacher for many years, too. And, you know, I want to tell you, we have a lot of music teachers in our group, which is amazing. It's really wonderful.
Can I share a secret with you guys?
Sure.
I do not know how to read music.
Oh.
I'm all by ear.
Oh, we have that, too.
Yeah, we've had some amazing singers.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I would be a disappointment to any music singers because I do not read music.
But we've had those. And we've had some amazing singers that do that.
I can do it by sound.
No problem. We have recordings that we listen to for our parts, too.
And right.
This year we did some sectionals, practiced in small groups with our own section, and that really helped us a lot.
And do you guys like to harmonize a lot?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you. I'm a soprano, so I don't have to deal with it very much, but I do have some harmony
have
notes, so I'll pass that on
great.
To you guys.
Yeah, I'm a tenor. We rarely get the melody.
Really? Oh.
Although this year we do have we do have a song where the tenors get the melody, and I went, what? This must be wrong.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's tell our listeners again, your concert dates, where and when, and what's going on with it as well.
Okay, and I just want to mention, too, that Micah Hesterman is our director, and that our accompanist is Mark Landis, and he's just so wonderful to have, and every year comes back, so
we're glad to hear that.
Our concert is The Light of Christmas, and it's December 7th and 8th at 2:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1515 South Harrison Street. If you need tickets, you can get them from anybody, any member of the choir now. And if not, you can certainly get them at the door when you come.
Okay. Do the Grand Island City Singers have a Facebook page? Or
we do.
You do?
We're on the Arts and Entertainment section for Grand
Very
Island
good.
City Singers.
So our listeners could go there to check out as well. Can
sure.
they purchase tickets? Is there a link?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it's just through the members. It's always been that way for years.
Tradition.
And then at the door. But I think my husband was selling tickets down at Railside, too.
Nice.
And we did some advertising at Hy-Vee and Super Saver and sold some tickets in that setting, too. So they're out there.
I love it. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just think we have a great group of people, and, you know, they're all so willing to help. They're involved in committees, decorating with flowers and distributing programs, and we have a Christmas cheer that we collect for each concert as well. There's a silver salute that goes on. There's a cookie committee, so if you like cookies, we have those refreshments
have
afterwards.
I like to eat them. Do I have to make them? Because you don't want mine.
No.
Sawdust.
No. And, you know, we're just so happy that you had us come.
I love having you guys in here. I'm sure my boss is, she's got them singing. I knew it. She's got them singing. I want to thank you guys for coming in. We'll get you, when you come in next year, you'll be here, I'm sure. And we'll give our listeners more of a taste of the wonderful music coming up on for these concerts. So I want to thank our listeners for tuning in this morning to the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.